You're walking beside a wetland called an Ozark Fen. With its soggy ground and grass-like sedges and rushes, it may look like a marsh, but there's an important difference. A marsh obtains its water from rainfall or floods. Often, marshes dry out in late summer or during a prolonged drought. A fen, however, gets its water from an underground source that keeps it moist throughout the year. The water moves beneath the surface where it dissolves bedrock and becomes saturated with minerals. For this reason, Ozark fens support species that are not found in other types of wetlands. The fen you're looking at now, for example, is home to the fen phlox, cowbane, hooded violet, and royal fern. It also supports the southern leopard frog and many insects, including common species like the spring water dancer damselfly, and a rare species like the gray petal-tailed dragonfly. Across the Ozark Highlands, fens offer an oasis for these and other species not seen elsewhere in the region. For example, Hinds emerald dragonfly, a federally endangered species, is only known from fens in Missouri. Its larvae depend upon crayfish burrows to develop. Like a desert oasis, fens provide small wetlands within a landscape that is predominantly dry. They are really an Ozark oasis.